It's Thursday, June 16th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Exchange servers are under attack as the FBI and CISA collaborate, and Congress marches towards privacy legislation. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft indicates that the Black Cat ransomware affiliates are actively attacking Microsoft Exchange servers using exploits targeting unpatched vulnerabilities. In at least one incident that Microsoft security experts observed, the attackers slowly moved through the victim's network, stealing credentials and exfiltrating information to be used for double extortion. 2 weeks after the initial compromise using an unpatched Exchange server as an entry vector, the threat actor deployed Black Cat ransomware payloads across the network via PSExec. In April, the FBI warned in a flash alert that the Black Cat ransomware had been used to encrypt the networks of at least 60 organizations worldwide between November 2021 and March 2022. Microsoft advises applying the latest patches. In a new twist, the Roblox online store, part of the gaming platform, was used to sell the decryptor for the Chaos ransomware. Using the in-game currency Robux, a victim can buy the decryptor. Students in New Jersey are escaping exams due to ransomware. Tenafly Public Schools was forced to cancel final exams as they restore systems and respond. One parent indicated that the school's Google Classroom, grading, and other systems were taken offline. Exams were canceled due to teacher concerns that students would be unfairly penalized by being locked out of systems with their notes for a week. And updating on the reporting trends, just 1/4 of all NetWalker ransomware victims reported incidents to law enforcement, according to officials from the FBI and Justice Department who led the group's takedown. That said, the DOJ is reporting that CISA and the FBI are working closely to address upcoming new reporting requirements, and both are very engaged. DOJ and CISA are focused on practical questions during the initial regulatory period, which could last up to 2 years, although CISA intends to move faster than that. Some of the challenges? How should the database be built? How should the information be taken into the database? How should the information in the database be shared with sector risk management agencies and with the FBI? Why do we care? The tactics updates help keep on top of our adversaries, but the main reason to care is to note that CISA and the FBI seem to be in lockstep. That's promising. I was discussing this trend yesterday with someone. Can the U.S. government reduce the security tax on business by simply upping their game from a law enforcement perspective? Suppose the analogy is that gangs of criminals are roaming the streets. In that case, it makes logical sense that the deployment of law enforcement will increase the risks for those criminals and eventually reduce crime. That's the kind of big problem governments are for. A Tuesday hearing over the U.S. privacy laws, the House Energy and Commerce Committee debated privacy legislation, including the American Data Privacy and Protection Act. That one includes several measures, including opt-out of targeted advertising. One key provision, data minimization, which requires companies to limit the collection and retention beyond what is necessary for their operations. That includes the kind of personal information cybercriminals rely on to commit identity theft and other fraud. Why do we care? Well, not a massive forward motion. That is an actual forward motion on federal privacy laws. That's why we care. So far, it has all the signs of happening. Want to reach an audience of nearly 20,000 across our podcasts and video shows? Or know one of your vendors who should be advertising here? We're looking for Q3 advertisers. Information is at mspradio.com/engage, as well as a big button to set an appointment to talk. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening. It is National Fudge Day, and it is my lovely bride's birthday. Happy birthday to Sharon. There'll be a bonus episode tomorrow, Friday, and we're off on Monday, so back again on Tuesday. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
part of the MSP Radio Network.